This is Shirley Bradley, and this is June the 26th, and we're at the home of Mrs. Ina Mallon, and we're just going to chat. She used to work for Ariel's Daughters, and we're just going to chat about her experience working there. How did you happen to go to work for them?
Well, when we come to Lansing, and you know, that was the communist city, I believe. It's a long time I might be forgetting because I got so many in my head. Surgery, my husband passed away, you know, that was a little too much for me. We came to Lansing, I want a job, you know, John was almost short of here.
You needed a job.
I need a job, and I said to my husband, I cannot stay being home. What can I do? I don't understand English. And he got a job in a company, but a small company, but also, it's over there behind the Pennsylvania, those. Factory. Then somebody recommended, then he got the job. But that, in those days, they paid $1.50 an hour, you know. If you live in rent, you have to pay rent, you have to live. Too. Well, at least that was not so expensive like right now. Everything is high.
Everything's very expensive.
Yeah, and I went to the employment agency, which I hardly know English, no, not yet. I said, I have to look. And I, normally, yeah, I said, I would. Gone in a house work, you know, where I can live and a little bit save money and buy me a house. And she said, that's a good idea. He said, and I'm still, I was young. So I went to the employment, there was a lady from Germany, she's born here, but from Germany. And she said, yes, I have a lady, very wealthy lady. And she looked for a papa. They're leaving her house. And that was in Washington when she was living.
On Washington Avenue?
Mm-hmm, Washington Avenue. And so the lady, she called, and she made an arrangement, and the next day I went over there. And she had a Spanish fellow, well, he was in school here, but they were close with his parents, you know, they were wealthy people, and he went to college here in Tennessee. So he was living in the house, and then when she saw me and my husband, because she needed a chauffeur, and needed somebody in the house, with a, you know, keep the house and cook and shop. So that's what she had. I could not speak English. It was a hard time for me.
Now, where did you come from?
I came from Germany.
You came from Germany? Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in Germany?
Essen.
Pardon me?
Essen.
Essen?
Mm-hmm. So, and she had, it was kind of hard for you, learning, you know, slowly, you know, pronounce, not right.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was tough. I made it.
So you came to work as a cook and a housekeeper?
Well, I was 17 years old, because I'd be handy for everything. I can wash and then I can iron and I can cook and then I can take care of the house. Also, I was shopping too.
You did the shopping too?
Yeah, because she never shopped.
Oh. Now, we're speaking of the person you worked for, was that Bunny or?
Oh, no, that Bunny, that's her sister. She was living there in Bavalto on the farm. They were having a big farm and then the house was burnt up. And obviously for Mrs. Anderson, Gladys.
You work for Gladys?
Yeah.
Mrs. Anderson.
Mrs. Anderson, that's from Washington. Which very nice was in Washington when I started to work because, you know, it was a home dairy store. There was a lot of nice store. And everything is for you, it was handy.
Yes, you know. Yes, there were a lot of wonderful stores downtown.
You should see. It was nice. There were home dairy where you can pick in bread and meat, whatever you need. There were fancy store, put that way. It was expensive, but there were fancy store. There were moving there.
Yes, movies.
And my gosh, I said, that was so close, you just go across the street and pick it up. And those days when you walk across the street and police come in, you say, who's to walk across the street?
Oh,
I don't know.
They didn't want you to cross the street.
You know, when you go across the street, I said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know there's so much English. He said, that's okay, I understand that.
And don't do it again, huh?
Don't do it again. I said, oh, no, I won't.
So you were 17 years old when you came here?
No, I was a little old. I was in my
20s. You were in your 20s. Mm-hmm. And that's when you went to work for Gladys Olds Anderson.
Yes.
And the house was on Washington?
On Washington.
Was it near Mr. and Mrs. Olds' house? Her mother and father?
That was her father's house. Where she was.
Oh, it was this. It was that house. Okay.
House.
Mm-hmm. Oh my,
there were a garage where the chauffeur was living in garage apartment.
Chauffeur lived
in garage. And we were living upstairs. We have living with her inside the house.
So you lived there in the house?
Oh, yes, I was living down. We have upstairs three rooms, and downstairs on the kitchen. Well, I do the cooking, have to relax and finish the job.
You cook downstairs, and you lived on the third floor?
No, it's first floor.
I'm sorry?
Fourth floor. And on second floor, we were sleeping.
I've seen pictures of the inside of the house. It must have been beautiful.
Yeah, there was a big music room.
Now, the music room, was that on the first floor?
There was on the second floor.
Second floor.
Mm-hmm. On the third floor, there was a big ballroom, you know, for the girl dancing.
Ballroom.
That was on the third floor.
Second floor. And did they entertain a lot?
No, they entertained even the girl was there, you know, the father and mother were living there to that. Gladys and Bonnie, there were only two girls.
Yeah.
They enjoyed that because there was large, very large room. And the wood floor, you know, they were dancing, you know.
Wooden floor for dancing.
Yeah. On the first floor, there was just a living room and a dining room and a kitchen and an office. That was first floor. Mm. But there was a nice house built, not so at large, you know. Small built of a very nice and pretty house.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Not as large and spread out.
No, that was it.
The rooms weren't huge.
No.
Except for the ballroom.
Ballroom, that was only ballroom. Dining room was middle, you know, like the heaven. Because a lot of party was there, you know. And a lot of time I was there. Quite hours because when she had a party, she had a lot of party.
Older people,
you know, in her age. And the husband passed away. A lot of times she had the white in the evening for dinner. I had sometimes 10 people by myself, cook and serve.
Oh my, all yeah, by yourself, maybe. Without any help.
Mm-hmm. And there's a little more people, then she gave me help. Then I have to call some of the ladies to come and help.
Hire someone to come in and help with the serving and the dishes.
There's a lot of dishes, you know, they don't eat from one plate. They eat for themselves.
Oh, they must have had beautiful china.
Oh, yeah, she had a beautiful china. They usually buy in England.
Buy from England?
England. And Germany, you know, French. And most of the time she had bought in Detroit. You know, Detroit was a nice vehicle. Nice store was there because I went with her into Detroit. You can have all kinds of dishes if you afford it to pay. Mm. And the one was the time important dishes. They had a lot of linens, you know, damask tablecloth. It was really...
Oh, damask tablecloths and linens and lovely things from the
lovely thing,
from the
napkin that was big, that you can cover yourself. They want to eat me, the newspaper. I mean, you put a paper napkin. They were really linen, damask.
Mm-hmm.
Damask watch. Then I did no laundry because then the woman came and done my laundry.
Oh.
I did only the shopping. Yes, I was shopping every day. Because then no eat. When you cook in the food in the refrigerator, I know for several days. Every day cooked
fresh. Everything fresh. So you shopped every morning?
Every morning I said to my husband, let's go to the store. And we got to Goodrich. And Goodrich was used to over there. Main Street in St. Joe. I got only meat in stores.
Main Street in St. Joe.
Yeah, that was good. But I never buy someplace out because they're doing this on a lot of land.
Oh, they like lamb.
They like lamb. Mm-hmm. A lot of you didn't stay, you know, New York, all the T-bone steak.
New York, T-bone steak, yeah. That kind of thing, but usually lamb.
A lot of lamb. I make that something. Usually, before in those days, there were lamb only 59 cents a pound or 50 cents. You take the little lamb, you know, the little lamb, and then I bake it when the left is up. You can make it tomorrow hash or something else.
So, where did you learn to cook?
I really don't learn anything except in the world.
Oh, you didn't do it before you went to work there?
Yeah.
Well, you must have been good, though.
Well, now I'm not good for my. I'm just alone. I don't want to cook for myself. You know, she was very nice, and then she had the Chinese people. They were 14 years.
Who worked for her?
Chinese people.
Chinese people?
For 14 years.
14 years. Now, what did they do? The gardening? Or?
No, he was just like my husband. My husband was working in a company at night, and when he came home, it was about 1 o'clock, or the 12:30, like that, because he got 4 o'clock and come back midnight and home. And then he sleep a couple of hours, in the morning he get up, and he go, if I need to go to the store, or he has to take her to the beauty parlor, or he has to take her to the office.
So he was her chauffeur during the day?
He did daytime help for her wherever she want to go.
Oh.
When she said, I go to the bank, so, no, to the bank, now we have to go to the street, or with the bank. He write a check, she write a check, then he go and cash and bring her money. Maybe she wanted to the beauty parlor, my husband has to pick, and he has to pick her now, or if she want to go someplace for lunch, or the whatever, or the dinner time, when he there, then take, if you know that, there's some friends picking her up. But that was, we were busy. We were not there.
You were busy all day long.
All day long, because then she want to go down, then she go to the, because she had an office in Michigan National. Upstairs, she had.
Upstairs, mm-hmm. The finance company.
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she said to me, tell her what, I need a call, 10 o'clock, I go to the bank. So then I come to say, I said, you'll be ready about 10 o'clock, take to the bank. Then she go to the beauty parlor, he bring, then she come and pick me up. It go up, then I need to go to the bank, I need to go to order, I need to go shopping. You have to have somebody take it. So then my husband was all the time in the car, us in the car. Then I go shopping too.
Mm.
I say, you have to take me to the shopping. So then I, but I was every day shopping because she not like Coke. Sometimes when I like a little bit meat, she said we can make a hash tomorrow for lunch or whatever. But usually I have to every day cook them.
Usually something new and fresh every,
yeah,
every
and
day, every meal.
And vegetable have to be fresh. And well, then when the apple bowl, you have to make an apple pie and all kinds of stuff, you know, because she likes to eat apple pie. She was nice. I cannot complain. She helped me a lot.
Did she?
Yeah, she does, because we, for a couple of years, like 3-4 years, we bought a house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She helped me.
This and house she, here?
No, there, we were living on Leslie, but then Leslie's right now become a bullion. Mm-hmm. That's when we call it people meet.
Over on Leslie Street, you lived there before.
Yeah. Before there, when we bought the house, was nice. Was people living clean, and it wasn't like, we have to go out this house from last week because there was a many dog.
Many dogs?
Dog.
Door.
Dope, so much people taking, the young people, they're taking all kind of dope drinking.
Oh, dope.
You
oh.
Can leave them off and say, I'm scared, I can kill a house both. I said, I'm not surprised. Next door, there were two housing rented, the owner is died. Who rented, I don't know. Who you can complain? You cannot complain. They're throwing bottle on the porch and all that stuff. So we sold the house for nothing. Just get out.
Just to get out of there.
Just
came here.
Please out.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was bad. I don't like that movie because it was a nice house, an old-fashioned building, and the old carriage TV. So it's really in the porch, and I got upstairs room, and three rooms upstairs, and downstairs was three. So I rented upstairs, but I didn't have no loaf. Because there were so many dopes, those kids fly through the fence. We put the fence on the but there wasn't anything.
They'd come right across anyway. Going back to when you worked in the Olds mansion, you never met Mr. and Mrs. Olds. They
oh,
had
no,
passed
they
away.
Passed, yeah.
They had passed away in the early 1950. And you worked for Gladys, and did she have children?
Yeah, she had two children. She had a daughter and a boy. But he... Oh, yeah, her daughter is in California, but I hear she's very sick.
Oh.
And Old is passed away.
Yes.
You probably
yes.
read in the paper.
Yes, I knew him.
And he was 82, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she passed away.
She so, Gladys. Yes.
There's nobody. And her sister passed away because she was blonde.
Oh, Bunny? Bunny's gone also?
Yeah, she died, and she came and see she didn't. Lost the vision.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. So the children were about what age when you went to work there?
Well, they also was married. He had 5 kids. But they were grown people.
Oh, so Gladys's and her husband, their children were, they were grown when you went there? Or they
oh,
were,
yeah, no, they were grown.
They weren't small children?
No.
Oh, they were grown
it's
up?
I'd be, I was 82 then. I did, I believe it was in June I started to work for him. Because I was not looking that kind of job. Somebody looking at me and said, you better go. A couple of years of learning, you're young and work in the house, you can save a lot of money because you don't pay no rent, no nothing, no food.
Right.
You can
just save your money.
Save your money, you can buy a house. So my husband said, okay, if you want to do that. So that's what we got. But we were basic. We were busy. They were partying, or sometimes 2 o'clock I was in the kitchen when a big party came.
Good thing you were young and strong, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was young, there was no body. I was still at midnight, 2 o'clock, you began to kind of cold because from 6 to the end of the 12 hours, I mean, it was 2 o'clock.
Did they talk a lot, Gladys and her husband and the children, did
her
they
husband,
talk a lot about grandma and grandpa?
She's divorced.
Oh, she was divorced. So she was.
And he passed away from before she passed.
Oh, her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, but I didn't realize that they were divorced.
Yeah, they were.
So she was living there by herself?
Yeah, she was living by herself, and then she had from Spain. He was gone here in the college. There must be close friends with his parents, and he was living in the house. So, but she was, she no like stay alone, so she took him and all that. She supported him with money.
Oh.
I made food, made everything. It's because usually she goes in somewhere out for about 10 weeks. And then she said, if you need that money, child, for a while, to life, you go to the bank and then get your check. So, and we were only three, my husband and me, and the Spanish fella. And he was young, you know, active because, you know, rich house. And he came from a rich family.
Oh, he came from a rich family in Spain.
From Spain because they have an orange plantation. You know?
An orange plantation.
Yeah. And he was very close to her, so I was nothing. But sometimes he got me on the nerve, too, because he didn't own the place because she gave him, you know, privilege. And I was nothing.
He had privileges.
I was only working there.
So he acted kind of like he owned the place.
He owned the place. Walter said,
tried to order you around?
Yeah, he tried to. And so one day I lost my temper. I said, I'm not going to put that on. I don't know this fellow. I never saw my life. So I called Olds. Olds, that's his her son. And she gave me house money. She said, for three people, $200. There was enough money. When I don't have some money, then I say, I don't have any money. So you bring the book and the loaf and all the money is gone. Then well, they go and get a check in the bank. And they can the bank in the
So you didn't have any money to run the household with?
Yeah, because he asked me for money, this fella, so I have to give to him. And she said,
oh,
if he
I
asked
see.
For money. So then I give $20, then I give $25. So $200 was gone most of $100 for him. So left me only $100 for three people.
To run the house.
Run the house.
Buy the food.
And I have to pay the bill. I have to pay newspaper. I have to pay dry cleaning or something else. I have to pay for my house money.
Oh.
So I don't know.
So you were given an allowance to run the house.
Yeah.
But you were having to give this man from Spain because he asked for it. He thought he had it coming to him.
Yeah.
How long did he live there?
Well, I was there 3 years, and he was there when he was before Walter.
He was there before you came, and he was there 3 years after?
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally left?
Finally, I don't know, and his father passed away, and he was a bachelor, you know.
Mm.
And you know, Spanish people there, she go a lot to Spain, too, because to his parents. It was good, it was bad, you know. Good day and bad
good
day.
Good days, bad days.
If the fellow was not there, that would be okay. But when strange in the house, you know, and they were close together.
Right.
So I have nothing to say. So I told the old for her son, I say he asked me so much money, he don't say nothing. He said, you know, just gave to him because he said it. He cannot say no because she might jump on him.
Oh.
So then he said, you give the money. Then he said, if you need it, you call me, then I give you a check.
Oh, so give him what he needs, and if you need more, call me.
Old
Anderson said.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's, it was, she was fun. I come from meet her very fun.
She was very nice to work for.
Nice to work, and she helped.
And well, she did help you sometimes.
Yeah, she did. if you were nice to her, you know how to treat her. She's nice, if you're not, you know, but you have to. But she was okay, she had a lot of people. The old Chinese people, I said to you, they were working for 14 years. And he passed away, he was sick in San Francisco, wherever there's Chinese people moving down. She didn't get money for him.
I don't understand. The Chinese person that worked for got sick?
Yeah, he's sick, the woman, because he moved from Lansing out. He wanted to go to San Francisco, you know, because he said over there, San Francisco, there's a lot of Chinese people.
Oh, he wanted to go back to San Francisco where there were people that he knew, people mm-hmm. like him.
Because they were home, Chinese people, they hold together, you know.
They yes, right. they stay together.
Stay together, meet your own people. And she does send us money when he was sick.
I'm sorry, I forgot. When he worked for her, what did he do?
He did the same job with that. He was the chauffeur.
Oh, he did chauffeur,
the same,
like your husband
and
had done.
And she was that token. And 14 years is a long time.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, but they're all okay, you know.
The house, the furnishings in the house, were they what had been there when her mother and father lived there, do
yeah.
you think?
They were all there where their father and mother was there. Their whole furniture was there. And everything is was there. Because she married to meet Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And they divorced. She divorced him.
They weren't married very long? Or?
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't. I don't think they're married. I don't even know how long they were.
Long enough to have two children.
Two children, mm-hmm. a boy and girl now. Mm-hmm. Now, old passed away is a year to go, or 2 years very
soon. Yeah.
He passed away. And Patty, she's in California, married there. Her husband passed away, so that was a couple of years when he passed away. But she remarried right away to somebody else.
She married somebody else after her husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So there must have been a lot of the family pictures on the walls.
No, there wasn't.
No, not too much?
Mm-hmm. Some they like a lot of pictures. No.
I've seen the pictures.
I don't even see her on the wall.
Really? Mm-hmm. She didn't even have pictures of herself on the
no,
wall?
No, uh-uh. Nothing, no me with her. Alone, yes, but not with her husband.
Not with her husband?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. No. Pictures of the children?
Yeah, they were old and Peggy and that's all.
I've seen the pictures of the huge organ. Was that in the
yeah,
ballroom?
That was in the ballroom. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Did you ever hear it played?
Nobody played.
Nobody played it.
Mm-hmm. None of you wonder.
Oh, wasn't that a shame?
Yeah, and Olds, he got two girls. Yeah, two girls. No, girl and boy.
Olds Anderson had a girl and a boy.
And
they didn't play either.
And then the Olds remarried second wife. He had the Debbie. Katrina. I think he had the five kids together.
So Mr. Olds Anderson was married twice?
Yes.
Oh, his first
her
wife.
Son.
Her son. Her son, Olds Anderson, yes. He was married and divorced and then married again?
Yeah.
And he had total five children?
That was in the newspaper, too.
Yeah, was it? It's been a while since I read all of that. I don't recall.
Yeah, there was a five kids.
He was a very nice man. I've met him different times.
Different, yeah.
When he would come to the museum.
Yeah.
You know, the Ariel's Museum. Mm-hmm. He was very kind to us there. And we have some nice pictures of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special room that has the 1897 Oldsmobile in a big glass case.
Yeah.
It's the very first Oldsmobile ever made. Well, one of the first. I think he made four. But anyway, and in that room there are pictures of Mr. Anderson, Mr. Olds, R.E.,
oh, yeah.
as a child, and then as a young man, and then as married, and then with his wife, Meta, and the two girls
yeah,
sitting
right.
in the, looked like maybe a parlor.
Yeah,
in the picture.
I saw that picture in the house.
In the house,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And the one girl was over near him, and the other girl was sitting in a chair, and they were... The one girl was looking at a book the photographer probably said, and I can't imagine how long they had to sit still because the cameras in those days weren't quick like they are now, so they probably had to sit like that for quite a while that picture was taken.
Yeah, there were two, Peggy, Bonnie and What's it called?
Burnus and Gladys.
Burnus and Gladys.
And they call Burnus Bunny.
Burnus Bunny.
That's a cute nickname, isn't it?
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
But they're all sick and they're all gone. The Bunny's gone. So.
Everybody's gone.
What?
There's just probably grandchildren.
There's a grandchildren.
Left in Lansing.
And nobody there. Old just gone there 2 years ago. No, I think there's 2 years either. No. But then he likes your festival. In February.
Wouldn't?
Old.
Oh, yes.
He passed away in February.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, it was February. I remember when I came from the hospital and somebody said, oh, it's passed away. So it was 82. He said, she's gone. She had a stroke. That's what she passed away. The old lady. Because I went to the house when she had a stroke. She couldn't talk about it. Most of the time, you don't understand what she said because when you got the stroke.
Because of her stroke.
Martha Dixon, she was her very close friend.
Martha Dixon was her close friend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we're talking about Gladys now.
Gladys.
And Martha used to come quite often to the house?
Quite often. She took her for lunch. They're going in here. They're going, even, I believe, in Mexico, too.
Oh, they went traveling together.
They traveled together. She traveled a lot.
Did she?
Yeah, she does. Once in a while, I don't remember what year because it's too many years for that. She went to Spain for 10 weeks.
You went to Spain?
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe how she met that young man that came.
No, he wasn't there.
Oh.
He wasn't there because she left for me, that's that.
Mm.
He made me lots of headache, too, because he bring his own friends, and I have to cook for those old friends. I cannot say nothing because.
Oh, no.
He was the boss and I was nothing.
You're the employee.
I was the employee, and when he said, I have to do that.
So he could bring his friends in and put on lavish dinners that you did, that you did all the work for.
Because he had the call. They were both very close together, so I was.
How many years was he there?
I was 4 years, but he was before me.
So he was there before you came.
Oh, yeah.
So he was already in the house.
Okay. Because she traveled so much. If she know his parents, I don't know whether. You know, rich people, they find all the kind of communication with rich people, not with us poor.
Right.
Rich people. And she went a lot to Spain, too. And she went to Italy. One time she went to Italy for 10 weeks.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it, to go to Italy?
10 weeks. I said, my gosh, she's not coming back home.
But it's such a beautiful country, so much to see.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like her life was happy.
Well, she was happy, but they were drinking. She was drinking.
She was what?
Drinking.
Oh, she was drinking?
I didn't say nothing. Don't know if it's in the newspaper.
We won't tell that.
Mm.
Nothing is going in the newspaper from
I
this.
Don't want
this
know.
Is just.
And they just knew I don't like it because what was so I tell everybody. Yeah, she liked it. She told everybody she liked them.
Mm-hmm.
And this fella young was, they were companion for her. He liked drinking, she liked drinking. Mm-hmm. They were sitting in the evening when I'm drinking.
So they'd have lots to talk about and that sort of thing. I remember when I was a child walking by the mansion and watching the fountain in the yard. There was a...
Yeah, they have,
It was so pretty.
A lot of flowers, and there was a blue painting. Well, that was a luxury of blue water.
Blue water in the fountain?
Well, they painted.
Oh, they painted the fountain blue so it looked like.
Mm.
Oh, is that right? Oh, my God.
And that was looking so nice, and they have extra yard men was there.
I wondered who took care of the yard.
The yard one, the flower there, it was special yard one. He was from Germany, older man. But he was quite a long, long time, she didn't want him go.
Because he was good.
He was good. And then he take care of the little pool. There were no swimming pool. There were just a little pool, you know. Because we were living in Washington. It was bad because Washington was a bigger house. And then she bought a new Slancy house. And that was like a shack. It was not a very poor house she bought. A new Slancy. And she paid a good price. And she remodeled so much. Put a front door. I don't know what
she'd like to remodel.
Remodel because she didn't like the style from the house. The house was very low.
Mm.
This first house built in the Metro line. That's the first house was there. That her sister bought a bigger house. mit the swimming pool. She had the house, she had no swimming pool, but just a pond, you know, with a couple of frogs, couple of...
So they both had a house in East Lansing?
Yeah, they both.
And did she move out of the big house where you had worked?
Yeah, because they have to leave because the state took it over.
Oh, because the house was being torn down to make way for the freeway.
And the freeway. And they're paying her $200,000.
How did she feel about having to leave that?
It was not very easy. She was crying. I said, it was noise too. You see the trap, the car, because there was corner, you know.
Yeah,
and
they
the corner. And the trap and day and night. And she was really tired. She didn't want to move from the house. You know, that's a father and mother house.
And that was where she was born and
raised. She's born there.
Didn't want to leave. No, I'm sure not.
And she, you know, and she would cry. I said, you know, and she bought in these lanes, and you know, she went close to her sister to get away, you know.
Live close to her sister.
Yeah, because her sister was alone.
Oh.
And she was alone.
She was alone.
Because her husband passed away.
And
later she's divorced, or they want to close together. Later.
Sure.
But her sister was alone, and she don't have any boyfriends or nothing. She was all by herself.
All by herself.
Uh-huh.
So did you have to help with the packing up when she moved?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of work that must have been.
Oh yeah, when you're moving out, you know, if, even you got small house, when you start moving out and clean all of those cabinets and everything, plus under stuff, you were kind of worn down. But I didn't, a lot of time were tired and I hardly can stay to upstairs, you know. But we have to move on to go there on the condo stage one of the...
Because, and there were such beautiful houses.
It was.
Up and down the street by them, they had lovely houses.
Oh, there was back her house. There was a lady, I think, from Scotland, better go to it. The house beautiful, and they had turned down a lot of it. Was. But what did they do? The house built so nice. But they're all gone.
I know, they're all gone.
She has a house, two houses. Never mind. There was a garage where the chauffeur was living. And there was a house where the yachtman was working. He had the privacy, he got the house. And we were living in her house. We were together. There were three houses in there.
Three houses?
Three houses that demolished.
All demolished?
All of demolished. Because the chauffeur had the extra privacy, the yachtman had the privacy, and we had the privacy. But they were all three gone.
All gone. Isn't
that they were good houses.
They were beautiful houses. I do remember them.
Yeah. You know, they built differently today. Today, put it fast. I have the garage drawn last week because when the house... and the yachtman was there, and my husband asked, we can have in the garage door. And she said, take how much you need it. That's in 304 garage door.
Take whatever you need from the garage for your own garage.
Yeah, then he took that from there. The yachtman was there, and he put them online on Leslie himself because he know how to do that. And they're still there, but the people that don't care.
Mm.
But there were.
So where did you go after, did you go and live in East Lansing and work in that house?
Yeah, I was living in East Lansing, you're right, I was living in East Lansing. But that house was so funny built.
Was it?
Very funny. Sometimes when I go in East Lansing to East Stada or daughter them, and I see that, I say, I want a cool house. It was low, you know.
Low to the ground.
Low to the ground.
So different from what?
Different where you live in Washington. Yeah. There were nice house
and a
big
house,
two-story house, three floors. And so now, and their house, but she wanted close to her sister. Her sister had a better house, got a very large house, with swimming pool, with everything. But she was alone, because the kids all married.
And growing up and married, so she lived alone.
Yeah, she lived, you know, she don't have my boyfriend, you know, she was by herself.
Gladys donated land for the Waldemar Nature Center.
Yeah, by Waldo?
Yes, Waldemar.
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever live out that way?
There was a big house. It was a stone house, a brick house.
Stone.
Stone house. And you probably had some place reported in the newspaper where there was fire. Somebody put that fire.
Yeah.
And there was in December, or the January, December, because that was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold because our Walter said, "Don't you see that Mrs. Anderson, her house burned?" I said, "What are you talking about?" And the yachtman was leaving because he had to live down by Waldo, and he got the private home job.
Mm.
The garden man, They have everything as privacy you have. There was a gate, though, when you go driving to her house.
A stone gate
where the people even open at their door when you go out, or you come, and then he opened automatically the door.
Oh, I see. I've seen that house that was right by the road.
Right.
You have to go past that to go back into her house, which is down by the river, I imagine.
Yeah. So, and there was, I think in December, because it was cold, it was ice. And Walter said, we cannot drive, there's too icy. I said, well, I want to see their house. They were burning, you know, show on TV. I said, it was a stone house. Now, how they burnt up, I don't know. Somebody put the gas probably inside.
You think it was an arsonist, perhaps?
That's what that was I'm talking to, because they were fireproof.
There was what?
Fireproof.
Oh, it was fireproof.
Yeah, it was a fireproof. Yeah. And Walter said, who did it? Oh, he said, probably put the gas. And somebody jealous, you know?
Somebody angry, somebody crazy.
Yeah.
You never
and
know.
And you never know. And that was, I remember in December, and he said, we cannot die. It was ice. It really was ice. I said, please, take me. I want to see the house.
Look,
I've been in this house so many times, you know.
You had been in and out of that?
Yeah, I was in this house.
What was it like inside?
Oh, beautiful. There was everything's in the house that were making in Italy.
Like marble fireplace.
Yeah, everything
is lovely paneling.
Everything is was fireproof. I can't understand who did it. How he did it, I really cannot know. Was everything is beautiful. She sold to her sister when she divorced.
Was Gladys divorced. She sold the house to her sister.
She sold to her sister. And her sister was there. And there were everything is done in the clothes. Just to break the floor. Mm-hmm. And we look and we just shook the head. And said, who did it? And who bought it? I don't know if you heard Dr. Badgley.
Dr. Badgley?
Dr. Badgley is. You don't know him. Yeah, he was someplace on Washington in his office. I know he's Dr. Badgley. And he bought a house and that burned him out.
Hmm.
Yeah, you have probably in a newspaper, you just ask him. Dr. Batchelor, he is a surgeon.
He was a surgeon.
He is a surgeon. He's on the Washington, he got the office. I don't know if he now in business because I know that. Because I know for the yard man, and this man was from Italy, his name was Joe.
That is yard man.
There was a yard man, his name Joe Garibo.
Joe Garibo?
Yeah.
And he was the yard man for this Dr. Batchelor?
Don't know, he was from his anything. From his anything for her sister, check at his house. And for Chris, in Minotaur, somebody put it because he said, a true believer, and that Dr. Batchley, he know them, Joe, when they were talking, because Dr. Batchley, he bought this house for Mrs. Anderson. She sold to him.
Oh.
There's a lot of combinations.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Complicated.
Complicated. It's someplace probably in the paper, in the state journal. They mustn't keep in the history.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What year do you think it was that house burned? Maybe 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, that's about.
At least, huh?
Maybe even more. Because I was living. I wasn't living here. I was living on Wesley.
And Leslie, when that happened.
And I lived here from 73.
Well, you've been here since 73, so it was before that.
Before that. They have to have it in a newspaper. That was a big, big newspaper. And that
fire. Big story.
Big story, because there was a brick house, I mean, a stone house. Yeah. It's fireproof.
And you just, out in the world, huh?
And how in the world somebody put the gas over? Because they cannot put it a straw over there and burn the house. It's impossible.
They never really found out what happened?
No, and the insurance that they actually bought for them, Mrs. Anderson, or for Mrs. Roy, from her sister. And he told for them, Joe, there's an Italian fella, he said, I lost my pants. It means he lost the house because their house was cost money. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who paid the insurance, or he got the insurance, or Mrs. Roy got the insurance, or Mrs. Anderson, whatever the hell, they have to pay the insurance, you know, because
the house
is burnt up, and she pay her insurance, you know. But But I cannot find out. It was just too many confusion, you know, people were confused.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they still do not keep the record because usually they do keep this.
You know what's in there now? There's a very expensive subdivision in there now. The gatehouse where the gatekeeper lived has been all rebuilt. It's still stone, but they have remodeled it. Mm-hmm. And then right next to it, the road is open.
It's open?
It's open to Lansing Road, and you can drive back in there, and you go in, and it kind of winds around, and then it turns in a big circle and comes back out. And they sold lots in there, and oh my, the lots are terribly expensive, and the houses that are in there are $500,000 houses. I mean, they're like mansions. And that property comes right up against the Woldemar property. Mm-hmm. And Woldemar had the option at one time to buy that property before the land developer came in, but they didn't have enough money. And of course, developers have all kinds of money.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So they bought that chunk that goes all the way back to the river. And when the roads, there's a cul-de-sac, the road goes down and makes a curve and then it comes to a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac, and beyond that, through the woods, there's another house, but it's way down on the river, and you can't see it from, unless you're on the river in a boat.
On the river.
But that's what's become of it.
Yeah, there was a house where the Bonnie was living. Bonnie, that's from her sister daughter, her name was Bonnie. She was living there, but there she moved out. It's so many problems, you know, with this. Over there was too loud. There was nice place, really quiet place. You don't hear, you don't see nothing. But I was not there, she lived 30 years. So long ago, the house burned up. And my husband is not there, and I cannot ask him. I would like to see, because I'd be there. And
nice,
I saw it. I was inside. I was served the people. When they have a big party, then I have to go help them.
Oh, so you worked in the house when they'd have entertainment?
Yes, when they had big party, then they asked me because I know the house too, and I know her in Washington, the house, so I know what to do.
Sure.
So then she asked me, now you have to go tonight, you go to my sister and have the party. That was Bavaldo.
So they took you out there and brought you back?
And then my husband came
out. Your husband took you out and brought you back.
And brought me. Because he had two.
Oh, he helped too.
Yeah, and then the Job, this Italian guy, he was working for 40 years. From his auntie. Then he got to her sister work, because when she divorced and she stayed alone, she no needed him. Then her sister, she said, Joe can work for me, because they were one house, they were no one place. So he know they're all, but he is dead, my gosh, he's got you. And he was working in his wife working just like me. She got all of their laundry for them, for her, and there were extra coat there. Was a serf, and there was an extra laundry woman. I have two when I work for her. There were laundry woman there for me because I cannot do everything.
So they finally hired a laundry woman.
The laundry was everybody hired the laundry. Was working people for $1 an hour. I pay for house money. I have to pay newspaper for house money. I have to pay the laundry woman for house money. And then I buy groceries.
And the groceries.
And the groceries. Mm-hmm. But when I run for $200 a week, then I have my bills and I have my book, then she gave me money.
And then she paid you your salary.
Then she paid me salary, yeah. So, but that's a lot, it was not hard.
So total, how many years did you work for for them?
I think I started 62. And then we bought a 62. I was a couple of years there. I bought a lot of house on Leslie.
On the house on Leslie.
Yes, because I said when something happened, at least I got the place. To go, I don't have to go in apartment. I think I worked 5 years, or maybe even more. I don't remember what. Yeah, although I can.
5 or 6 years, maybe.
Yeah,
you worked
that's
for
what
them
I worked
in both places, Woldemar Place and the.
Woldemar Place, I was just help for her sister.
You were just helping there.
Yeah, for her sister there. But in Washington, I was meet from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this Spanish fellow, he was a long time because I came, he was there, and he was in the college.
Were there any other people that worked in the house, like housemaids to do the cleaning, or you did everything?
No, I did.
You did it all?
Never did it, except me. She no have, and she hired copper, that's, no. I know she said, those trainee people was for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the second one that they moved to, San Francisco, you know, because San Francisco, there's a lot of Chinese people, all kinds of people there.
Sure.
And he's like the one. But then he passed away, but she does send it money.
Oh, sure. Well, it sounds like those were years when you worked hard, but they were good years.
Yeah, it was good years.
And as you look back on it, you think that was a good time for you and your husband?
Well, you see, when you don't have enough, maybe I come to work, you know, you don't pay no rent. And she paid. So we saved the money, we bought a house on West.
So that was good.
That was, for me, very important house. And I say, if something happened, they can throw you off, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
She told me one time, if you know, lucky, can go.
Oh, she was angry about something, or you were?
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, older people, it's, you know, sometimes it's maybe something in her head. She said, if you know, lucky, you just go.
Oh.
Just like that.
Oh, my.
I said, well, I did nothing.
Well, why'd she do that, huh?
It scares me because I said, my gosh, I just bought a house. I have to pay the house. And then I asked her, I said, can I stay with you, please? And she was smiling. She said, yes.
Oh.
So you have to know how to...
You have to know how to handle people.
How to handle, honey. Mm-hmm. It's not you, then you work by rich people. You got all of the pleasure. No. You have to know what to. They can tell you anytime.
They can terminate you whenever they want to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you work in company, you see how many company you hear sometimes on the news, discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
That's what for you, for everyone like this.
Yeah, it's a scary thing.
It's scary. I was scared because I wasn't in English good, bad, and you know, and you're strange in the country. It was not very easy. And he said, what?